2 years ago, filmmakers Joel and Ethan Coen had their biggest success with the film Fargo. They have a new film called The Big Lebowski, starring Jeff Bridges and John Goodman. Have the Coen brothers scored again? Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Back when Joel and Ethan Coen first hit it big with Blood Simple, one of their producers told me proudly, "These guys make movies for the hip wazee." He was right. The Coens' movies were filled with violent jokes, visual gags that called attention to their own cleverness, and characters that the audience could feel superior to. They appealed to an insider's smugness. With Fargo, however, they seemed to have matured. That movie had a newfound humanity, a tenderness even, and in Francis McDormand's small-town cop, an authentic moral center. Perhaps the Coens really did believe in something after all. Now comes The Big Lebowski, and the question is, was Fargo just an aberration? The movie is set in L.A. during the Gulf War. Jeff Bridges stars as Jeff Lebowski, otherwise known as The Dude, a bearded, long-haired 60s holdover who has no job and no ambition. He devotes his life to bowling and getting high. When he's not smoking dope, he's guzzling white Russians. When some crooks mistake him for a Pasadena millionaire, also named Jeff Lebowski, The Dude is thrown into a noir adventure that's quintessentially Coen-ish in its shaggy doggedness. Along with his best friend Walter Sobchak, a blustering Viet vet played by John Goodman, The Dude finds himself involved with a kidnapped socialite, a missing ransom payment, assorted goofy thugs, and a predatory feminist artist who's played by Julianne Moore. Through it all, The Dude wants nothing more than to get back to the lumpen life he loves, hanging out, bowling with his buddies, and of course, getting stoned, man. Like their hero, the Coens have virtually no interest in the criminal events that surround The Dude. Rather, the movie is a loose, sloppy collection of cheap gags. The Dude dropping a burning joint onto his lap, Walter braying profanities as he smashes in car windows, a rival bowler named Jesus, played by John Turturro, doing obscene hip-thrusting dances. Although The Big Lebowski boasts three or four big laughs, it's just crawling with mirthless jokes about things like urination, and it never comes close to proper comic timing. In fact, the movie itself seems stoned, as in the scene where the dude first meets the surly millionaire who shares his name.
I'm not trying to scam anybody here.
You're just looking for a handout like every other... Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? His dudeness or duder or, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
Although The Big Lebowski made me long for the old-school craftsmanship of Cheech and Chong, the movie does feature a superb performance by Jeff Bridges, to my mind, our greatest working screen actor. Against the odds, Bridges triumphs over the cartoonish script and gives the scrofulous dude an inner life. He's a man-child whose sense of decency keeps struggling to make itself felt, only to be swamped by his addled desire to take it easy. Passive and pliant, he's akin to the tumbleweed we see at the beginning of the movie, being blown across the desert to L.A. Like David Letterman, the Coens have always had a weakness for making us laugh at everything in the name of nothing. When you try to pin down what The Big Lebowski is actually saying, you're told that you're missing the point, that the movie's being ironic. Yet there's a difference between irony anchored in real convictions, think of Lenny Bruce's exposés of American hypocrisy, and the kind of free-floating irony found here, where the details don't add up to anything. The dude and Walter are classic 60s stereotypes, the mellow hippie and the nutso Viet vet, and you may find yourself asking, are the Coens trying to say something about the 60s? At the end, you're still asking. And why does the action take place during the Gulf War? Is this a commentary on American apathy, since nobody in the movie seems to notice the war? Or was that simply when the brothers first wrote the script? There's just no way of telling. For in The Big Lebowski, the Coens are up to their old tricks. They've made a comedy so hip and knowing that it doesn't know where it stands on anything.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.